Hello everyone and welcome back to Katha Potli, the story box for everyone. Today's episode is dedicated to all my little listeners on this very special occasion of Children's Day. Children's Day, also known as Bal Divas, is celebrated every year in India on 14th of November to commemorate the birth anniversary of India's first Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. He was fondly, lovingly, and popularly known as Chacha Nehru among children. Nehruji loved children. Today, I will tell you about a little child, Kamla, and about her meeting with Nehruji. Once, in a city in South India, everyone was waiting to catch a glimpse of the great man. Then the cavalcade stopped and he got out. The sense of excitement in the house was palpable. Kamla listened as everyone talked about a visit by someone called Jagar Lengiru. She understood that he was an important person and would pass by their house. Kamla was dressed in her new red pavadai and had matching ribbons in her hair. "Who is this Jagar Lengiru?" she asked. There was silence for a minute. And then everyone burst out laughing. "Not Jagar Lengiru, Kamla," said her father. "His name is Jawaharlal Nehru. Children call him Chacha. He is our Prime Minister. He is visiting Madras and will go past our house in an hour. We will stand outside our house and watch as he drives by." Now that Kamla knew who was waiting to see, she was excited. At the gate, a crowd had already gathered. Someone had set up a stall selling lime juice. Another was frying peanuts. A man carrying a bunch of colorful balloons tried to sell some to grandfather, who told him to move on. Kamla was disappointed. She would have liked to have red balloon to match her pavadai and ribbon. Her cousins too looked wistfully at the balloon seller. The crowds were getting larger and people were jostling one another. The elders formed a tight group around the children. Someone had started playing music, loud cinema music. There was an air of festivity all around. Finally, when Kamla felt her heart would burst and she could wait no longer, a long row of cars came by. Then she saw a car with an open top. In it sat a man wearing a white cap and he had a kindly face. He waved and smiled as he slowly passed by. "That's Chacha Nehru," said her father. "Chacha! Chacha! Chacha!" they shouted. Kamla jumped up and down with feverish joy. She clapped her hands and waved enthusiastically. Her cousins too did the same. Shri Ram could contain himself no longer and began to dance. Kamla saw Nehru laugh as he spotted them. Then he leaned forward and said something to the driver. The cavalcade came to a halt. The crowd became silent. Big burly men jumped out of the car behind and rushed forward. Kamla's face paled when she saw Nehru get out of the car and head their way. "Did we do something wrong? Is he angry because Shri Ram was dancing? Or because he was shouting?" Troubled thoughts went through her head. But Nehru was smiling as he said something to his men and pointed to the balloon seller. One of the men came back with balloons clutched in his powerful arm. Nehru took the balloons and handed them out to each child. By the time he reached Kamla, She could hardly breathe. She looked up at him and gave him her most dazzling smile. He gave her a red balloon and gently patted her cheek and said, "This is a gift for you from Chacha." Such was our dear Nehruji. So children, I hope you enjoyed listening to this beautiful story of how Kamla encountered Chacha Nehru and met him. And I hope you enjoyed it and wish you a very, very happy Children's Day. Keep smiling, keep enjoying, and subscribe to the podcast to listen to more stories. Bye. Take care.